Whether you like it or not, and you very likely don't like it at all, as an athlete and as a person, you will experience negative emotions far too frequently and much too intensely than you would like. Negative emotions are just part of sport, and life for that matter. Every athlete experiences fear, frustration, anger, disappointment, sadness, and many, many other unpleasant emotions in their training, when they compete, and in their non-sport lives. These emotions don't mean there's something definitely wrong with you. They don't mean you're mentally weak, or struggling, or unprepared. They're often a natural response to the situations that matter to you. At their core, negative emotions are signals. They're telling you something that you need to pay attention to. You're being challenged. Something didn't go as expected, or something feels at risk. In sport, these triggers are constant. Expectations, mistakes, pressure, competition, and uncertainty all create situations that naturally generate emotional responses. And most of them are negative. One reason that emotions feel so strong is because sport is meaningful. You care about it deeply. Your performances, your goals, how you're perceived. The more something matters, the stronger your emotional response tends to be. That intensity is not a flaw. It reflects your level of investment. That's a signal right there. Negative emotions also have a functional purpose. They're part of your system's way of preparing you to respond to something. Anger increases intensity. Anxiety increases alertness. Frustration can signal that something needs to change. These responses evolved to help you deal with challenges, not to hurt your performances. The problem is not the emotion itself. It's what happens when the emotion takes over your attention and your behavior. When your focus shifts to how you feel instead of what you need to do, your performance will suffer. You start reacting to the emotions instead of executing your performances. Many athletes try to eliminate negative emotions. They believe they need to stay positive all the time. That approach usually backfires. The more you try to suppress or avoid emotions, the more attention they take. They become stronger and more disruptive. It's also important to recognize that negative emotions can change quickly. A single mistake can trigger frustration. A shift in momentum can create anxiety. These responses are instantaneous and automatic. You don't choose to feel them. They happen as a part of your system reacting to the situation. Your perceptions, your thoughts, your interpretations of the event, your environment all influence how strong these emotions become and how much they impact you. Two athletes can experience the same situation and respond very differently emotionally based on how they see it, perceive it, interpret it. That difference is important, and it'll be explored later. Negative emotions are not something you need to fear or avoid. They're part of the life of being a serious athlete. The goal is not to remove them, but to understand why they occur and how they impact you. When you see them clearly, they become easier to manage and less likely to interfere with your performances.